Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rising up from New York's public powerhouse and the basketball home of the defending Mid-American Conference champions, we are the University at Buffalo Bulls. Live from Santoris Pizza Pub and Grill, broadcasting on the worldwide leader in sports, ESPN 1520. This is the Bulls Digital Network UB Basketball Insider.
Brought to you by our Team UB partners, New Era Cap, Town BMW, Nike, AdPro Sports, WGRZ Channel 2, Pepsi, and ComDoc, and in part by Santoris Pizza Pub and Grill and A-Turf.
Now, here's Brian Wolf.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening to UB Basketball Insider. I'm here with the head coach of the UB men's basketball team, Nate Oates, live from Santoris Pizza Pub and Grill, right here on Miller Sport Highway. Just a reminder, season tickets are currently on sale for the two-time defending MAC champions. Call the UB ticket office or visit ubbulls.com for more information. Coach, how's it going? Fresh off of Bulls Madness from this past Friday. Just how are things going since we last talked?
You know what? We got better this week in practice, and that's really all we're – every day we try to get a little bit better. I thought we had a really good one today. You know, we avoided the injury bug for the most part outside of Blake's injured left hand, but you know I think some guys are starting to figure it out. You know, Devontae and Dante are going at each other pretty good. I think they're both making CJ a lot better running the point. Still think that's the big question mark is, you know, who's going to be the point guard? Where, you know, combination of who, you know, how are we going to play that way? But I think we're getting it figured out pretty well here.
When you say that you think you had a good practice, I think when people step into a practice and there's a lot of yelling going on and they might think that things are going a little crazy, but what is it that you look for and that your coaching staff looks for in a practice to say, hey, you know what, we had a pretty good day today?
You know what, the big thing is effort every day. I think if we get max effort, which is what we've told our guys from day one, you know, if we don't get max effort, we took a step backwards. So number one is they got to go hard. Everything, get max effort. Second thing is they got to play together as a team. So even if they're screwing stuff up, which they're going to do, I mean, everybody makes mistakes. Coaches make mistakes. But, like, at least go hard. Go hard, play together. And then after that, you know, now we start working on what we got to fix. You know, how do we get them to play a little bit smarter? How, you know, which sets we're going to run, which we're adding this, you know, which end-of-game situations we've got to do this, all that type of stuff. So, I thought, you know, we maybe took a tad step backwards the middle of last week. I thought our effort was starting to wane a little bit. And it's hard, you know, going for 4 weeks without playing against anybody else makes it a little tough. But you got to fight through that, just figure it out. So I thought our effort's been really good this week. And, you know, we've been able to – we're starting to add some stuff in defensively and offensively. We're continuing to add stuff. And, you know, we put a couple new sets in today and some earlier in the week. And we're getting better that way.
And I know you also talked about trying to, you know, game situations. I think you mentioned to the guys Sunday you're going to kind of get the refs out there and kind of really get that first game-like situation going. Is that, you know, is that don't call a whole lot of fouls in practice. You let them go. So, you know, is this for the ability for you to try and put them in that real game setting?
Yeah, you know what? We don't call a lot of fouls for a reason. We want them to be tough. But that goes two ways. Now you're also – on the defensive, you know, that help, to me that helps offensively. You don't call out fouls, make them fight through some stuff. But defensively, they got to learn how to play without fouling. We don't want to be putting other teams at the free throw line a lot. And you know what, every year they've got adjustments or, you know, things that referees are supposed to be looking for a little bit more each year. So we did have, you know, we had a MAC official come in. We had three guys in 2 weeks ago. And he went through everything that they're going to be looking for new this year. So we're going to have them come back and just – now that time they did a lot of our drills and stuff, and then we did some 5-on-5 at the end. This time we're just going to have them come in and do like a regular 40-minute blue-white scrimmage Sunday night just to really get an idea of what it will be like to play a game. And, you know, obviously when you take your one team and split it into two, guys are getting a lot more minutes than they would in a normal game. So it might get a little sloppy late, but, you know, they're going to have to figure out how to play without fouling and the whole deal. So it'll be good for us Sunday night.
You talk about officiating, and one of the things that came out, I think it was 2 days ago, with the MAC and the Big Ten going to be one of the test leagues for adding the old block charge call to instant replay. As a coach, talk about that a little bit, and how much you think that will benefit the game.
You know what? They're able to go, and it's not they're not going to be able to go on the judgment whether it was a block or a charge. You know, like base that it's to whether the feet were inside the arc. So, like in the, you know, and I forget exactly all the rules. They explained it to us, and I'll probably have to ask again. But they're basically going to be able to go to the monitor to see was his heel on the line? Was he in the block charge circle, or was he not? You know, because if the help defender is inside the circle, it doesn't matter whether he was set for 5 seconds or not. It's a block every time. So if he's in the circle, it's got to be a block. You know, if he's on the ground. Now, here's the other thing they brought up. If you jump vertically in the air, and I think, you know, slipping my mind. The center that went from the Pacers that left, Roy Hibbert was, like, really good, jumping straight up and down. So if they jump and they're vertical, you get principal verticality inside that charge circle. If they're up in the air, it doesn't apply anymore. So it's not a block. But if they stay on the ground to try to take the charge and they're inside that circle, it's an automatic block, and that's what they'll be able to go look at to see if they were inside or outside of that circle.
Yeah, and it's good to see that they're always trying to make the game better and be more efficient. So Bulls Madness was this past Friday. First opportunity to see the guys have some fun out there. Talk to us about what you saw from Bulls Madness first, maybe from the three-point contest and obviously the big dunk contest. Your two freshmen, Devontae Jordan and Kwate McKenzie, going at it in the finals. You got a nice little pass from your manager, Jake Sweeney, out there from 205. But, you know, what'd you see out there at Bulls Madness?
Look, Jake threw the perfect pass on take one, and Q screwed that thing up. If he would have flushed the thing on the first one, it would have, you know, crowd game over. But then after he missed the first one, it took Jake a few tries to get it right again. But I think you saw how athletic, you know, Kwate is. You know, and Devontae is pretty athletic himself. I mean, Jake got himself involved with both guys. You know, Devontae wanted to jump over Jake and dunk, and I was afraid he's going to – we already got one guy out with a broken wrist. I didn't need number two out. So he missed those. You know, if he would have got it, maybe he would have been the dunk contest winner. I think James Jones was sick that night and couldn't participate. I thought he would be in there. I thought it would be those two and James, you know, between the three of them. But it was fun. It's good. You know, it's good for our guys to get in front, especially for the new guys, for the fans to be able to see the new guys we brought in. And I think they're going to be happy with the way they play. They go hard. They're athletic. They fit our style well. So it was fun. You know, I think our guys, you know, in the three-point contest, you know, they had you pick a random student. You know, I shouldn't say random, but, you know, a normal student that's not a basketball player. I think our guys had some bad picks. They had a bad draft. The girls that they picked, I don't think, get the ball up to the rim. So they kind of handicapped themselves in the three-point contest on that regard. So
it was a fun event overall. Great crowd at Alumni Arena. And the crowd hopefully will come back out when the season gets underway. First games are November 4th. The women will play Bloomsburg. Men will play Damon at 8:30. We're going to take a quick break here when we get back. Associate Head Coach Jim Weitzel is going to join us. You're going to stay with us as well. But right now you're listening to UB Basketball Insider with Nate Oates live from Santoris Pizza Pub and Grill.
This month at Town BMW, lease a 2016 BMW 320i xDrive sedan for $275 per month. Only $275 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town.
From U Sports to the NFL, A-Turf synthetic grass fields are helping athletes have fun and perform at their peak. More than 30 Western New York schools and over 400 schools nationwide call A-Turf their home field. It's what the UB Bulls play on and the Buffalo Bills too. A-Turf Titan has the highest safety rating and the longest warranty. A-Turf, optimal performance for athletes, superior value for owners. Learn more at aturf.com.
Join us at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Hey, it's Paul Santora letting you know we have two great locations. One on Millersport Highway next to the Marriott, one on Transit Road next to Transit Lanes. We've got 60 taps, 66 TVs. All of our food is made to order with the freshest and most natural ingredients. Both locations have live music, Millersport on Friday, Transit Friday and Saturday night. There's no better place to enjoy football and hockey with great drink and food specials for every game. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill since 1927. Four generations strong, the only family to say we are the original. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Great food, great people, great beer.
From banner raising to buzzer beaters, don't miss another second of Bulls basketball. Get your season tickets today and be part of history as the men's team chases their third consecutive MAC title.
He shoots a three. He hits.
Oh, yes!
Are you kidding me?
While the women look to defend theirs.
Stephanie Reen, she might be the one to take this final shot. She tosses it.
Oh!
Good!
Oh!
The Bulls have got it!
For tickets, call 877-UB-THERE or visit ubbulls.com.
Welcome back to the worldwide leader in sports, ESPN 1520. Live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, this is the Bulls Digital Network UB Basketball Insider. Now, here's Brian Wolf.
Back here at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. Coach, enjoying the food here at Santora's?
Got some great wings, you know what? It's supposed to be a radio show that somebody's obviously videotaping this because my wife's telling me it's going to be hard to lose weight if I keep eating wings. So whoever's videotaping it, they can take this down right now.
Well, you know, we got to showcase the excellent food here that we have. But we got Associate Head Coach Jim Weitzel joining us now. Coach, how's it going?
It's going good. We're undefeated. Things are good. So.
Nate talked
great
about.
Great to be here.
Coach
yeah.
Weitzel has great perspective. He's been a head coach for a while. You know, it's a good point that we are undefeated right now for all the fans. We haven't lost a game yet. So that's good. That's a good way to look at things.
We're on our way.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about this in the past, but talk about the importance of having Coach Weitzel and the resume that he brings with him to the staff.
You know, I mean, I've kind of talked after the season. I think, especially in year one last year, especially with everything we went through, he was – like really invaluable just because he's been through. There hasn't been a whole lot he hasn't seen. As you know, he was a head coach forever. I don't even know, 24 years, 25 years, whatever it was, as a college coach. You know, and then he was an assistant under Majerus, an assistant at St. John's, both pretty high-level places. So he's seen just about everything. And we were able, you know, we went through some tough stretches last year, and he brings a little perspective to that. And, you know, we start winning, brings a little perspective to that too. It's probably never as great as you think it is, never as bad as you think it is. So he's pretty good that way on both sides, I think.
You know, Jim, for someone who's been in the game for so long and has seen so much, what was it like to go through that run last year and win a MAC championship and go to the NCAA tournament? For someone that's seen so much, what was that like for you?
I think the thing for us was interesting is, and they kept telling these guys, we can win this, but you have to accomplish this. We have to fix this, you know. And I think that was kind of always the message there. And we always thought we had enough talent to do it. Now, you know, everything's the ball's got to go your way, the balance has got to be your way, etc. But I think that the message was continually put forward to them and kind of, in a way, challenged to them. I thought that was a really great job what they did with the guys that way. And I think that was one thing, as a staff, we kind of always felt that way. Even when I remember senior night, we played awful against Miami, and we lost it. And we're like, well, we better get this thing fixed pretty soon because time's running out on us now. But I think, I think that was very fulfilling. And also in our league, it's a one-bid league. Like, you're in the Big East, you can end up fourth or fifth and still be in. Or you're in the Atlantic 10, you know, you could be fifth or sixth and still get in. In this league, it's a one-shot deal. So, you know, it's you really have to peak at the right time, play well at the right time, and continue to motivate all the time.
You know, looking forward to this season, you kind of switched some things up, bringing in Coach Hunter, obviously someone who has so much success as a guard in college and in the NBA. Now, Coach Weitzel, you're taking over the post players. Talk to us about maybe the difference from last year working with the guards to moving over to the post this year.
Well, you know, it's fun. At St. John's in St. Louis, I work with the big guys. So I really like coming back to that and spending time with them. And so, you know, wherever Nate puts me, it's fine with me. But it's in a way, it's kind of a neat challenge to go back and see, hey, look, you know, how can we get this player better individually? Or you can zone in on a few things. And obviously, Lindsey, with all his great playing success, you got a guy here that makes sense to to bring in a guy that, you know, has ran the point and understands perimeter play incredibly, incredibly well. So to me, I was happy to do it if that's what he wanted me to do, and I've enjoyed it so far. It's been a lot of fun.
Well, for both of you guys, talking about some of the big men, the one guy that continues to impress me every day in practice, and again, this is because I think of how much he worked in the offseason, is Nick Perkins, and you can see it in his body type, just as strong as they come right now, and he just does some really great things out there. Talk to us about Nick's progression and really what the season that you expect from him this year.
You know, I think it really started midway through last year. You know, he came in, and I think he had a lot of upside. We knew that, but, you know, he had to get some issues fixed and just figure out how to play at the college game and effort every day. I mean, I thought he was our best big for the last month. A really high level, which culminated in him being our leading scorer against Miami in the NCAA tournament. You know, we were starting to run some stuff for him. So I think he had all that confidence going in the offseason. But then instead of, you know, sitting on it, you know, knowing he could play well, he really pushed himself. I think him and CJ were roommates last year. They're roommates again. Those two push each other. You know, they play different positions, but they get in the gym together. They make sure each other are going hard, pushing each other. They talk to each other. They got a really good chemistry going, and the two of them both put a lot of time in this summer, last spring, you know, and now this fall. And I do think, you know, he's nowhere close to perfect, as Coach Weitzel can attest, working with the bigs, but he's got a lot of ability and he's put a lot of time in, and, you know, we're going to continue to coach him up, and I think he's got a shot to be really good this year, and the future for him is really bright, in my opinion.
I think for our fans, it'll be one of the things. I think they all know he can shoot the three. And at Miami, I mean, Nate put in some new sets going into that game in the NCAA tournament. He goes out and gets, what, three in a row or three in the first couple of minutes that got us that nice lead. I think for us to see kind of things we've talked to Nick about now is let's get you more diversified in terms of playing in and out. And actually, last question I asked our managers, how many rebounds did Nick have in practice today? It was 8. Which is good. I mean, we need him to get to the free throw line. We need him to play in and out. We need him to I think he's the strongest kid in our team. He loves the weight room. He really has embraced that part of it. So strength's not going to be an issue for him. And so if we can get him to do a little bit of that, I think he's got a chance to have an incredible career here. I mean, I think he's got a chance to be a special player. And, you know, who knows where it lies from there. But if he keeps making the strides that Nate wants him to, I think he can – the sky's the limit for him.
Talk to us maybe about some of the other big men. Of course, the new faces, Kwate, Brock, the guys that maybe fans really haven't seen yet. What are they doing in practice, and what are some of their strengths that fans can look forward to?
Well, I think, you know, they're both drastically different, but they're both really good in their own way. Kwate is more of a four that we're, you know, play some three as well. Hopefully in the future he turns into more of a three. But he's long, he's active, he's really athletic. You know, he's bouncy, he's some in the dunk contest. He's got to figure out how to play a little bit more on the perimeter. You know, he's a big kid in high school that played a lot inside, but he's got the ability to. He can shoot. It's still not natural for him to step out to three all the time, but he has that capability of doing it. And then where Brock, you know, Brock's more traditional post kid, but, you know, he does some things on our team better than anybody else. As far as the bigs, you know, he's got great hands. He passes the ball well for a big. He understands, you know, positioning very well, and he's got a big body to, you know, put it on people with the rebound. You know, he's not as bouncy as some of our other guys, but he's big and wide and knows how to use his body and got great hands. So I think, you know, there's a spot for both of them. And, you know, we'll see. We got a lot of bigs. With Raheem redshirting last year, it wasn't planned. You know, we kind of recruited Bracken to replace him, and Raheem's still here. You know, there's probably an abundance of bigs in there, and so we'll have to kind of figure out what we're going to do with all that. But they've both come a long ways here. Brack's come a long ways. And I think he had to adapt to the athletic guys around him, the athleticism in practice every day, and he's figuring it out pretty quick. Coach Weitzel probably looks at them a lot more than I do, so he's probably got a better answer for you. But that's my take right now.
Yeah, I think the Kwate, obviously, athletically is exactly the way we like to play. And I think he's, you know, kid Nate and I were talking the other day, you know, if he keeps making the progression we're hoping to do from the Bahamas trip summer to here, we need to find, obviously, playing time for him because he's always so active. And he adds length and he adds this versatility. I think Brock's a kid. One thing that's interesting about him, he played in three state championship games and won the state championship twice. So he's kind of used to winning, and he's always had to make an adjustment because he's played with certainly good guards. And I think, like Nate said, he's had to adjust to the athleticism. But each day now, he's gotten a little bit better. And I think that's what you have to do with these big guys a little bit is, are you making just an incremental progression? It's not going to be you're going to make a huge jump in a day. Hopefully in a month you're going to be solid in this area, a little bit better in this area. You understand this terminology better. You're a little bit tougher. You're a little bit, you know, pick things up faster. If you can do that with those guys, you can make a lot of progression. So it's great. And Raheem, Coach mentioned him. Raheem's kind of been, I think, to me, a little bit of a surprise in practice. He's rebounded very well. We always know he's athletic, but we've been very happy with kind of his energy. And he gives us another guy that can really run the floor and, you know, get in on plays. So it's been good. It's good depth. And you never know where this goes. Guy gets hurt. Another guy doesn't play as well. We're going to need them all. So at least to come around, and we'll see what Coach wants to do with them. But so far, we're making some progress with them.
Great. Well, we need to take a quick break. Coach Oates, thanks for your time. Coach Weitzel, you're staying for one more segment. We're going to talk a little scheduling in the final segment here. But right now, a quick break. You're listening to UB Basketball Insider from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill.
This month at Town BMW, lease a 2016 BMW 320i xDrive sedan for $275 per month. Only $275 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town.
As the University of Buffalo's technology solutions provider, ComDoc worked together with UB to develop a comprehensive program by consolidating print resources and implementing initiatives that reduce waste. Choose the winning team and visit ComDoc.com or call 716-689-0202 to see how Buffalo's premier technology solutions provider can help you optimize your workflow.
Join us at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Hey, it's Paul Santora letting you know we have two great locations. One on Millersport Highway next to the Marriott, one on Transit Road next to Transit Lanes. We've got 60 taps, 66 TVs. All of our food is made to order with the freshest and most natural ingredients. Both locations have live music, Millersport on Friday, Transit Friday and Saturday night. There's no better place to enjoy football and hockey with great drink and food specials for every game. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill since 1927. Four generations strong, the only family to say we are the original. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Great food, great people, great beer.
Midweek football returns to UB Stadium on Thursday, October 27th, when the Bulls host MAC rival Akron. Kickoff is 7:30 p.m., but the excitement starts at 4:30, right inside Stampede Square. Don't miss out on the tailgate concert featuring country music star Chris Lane. It's country music, tailgating, and football in your own backyard. For tickets and more information, call 877-UB-THERE. That's 877-UB-THERE, or visit ubbulls.com.
Welcome back to the worldwide leader in sports, ESPN 1520. Live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, this is the Bulls Digital Network UB Basketball Insider. Now, here's Brian Wolf.
Back here at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill with Associate Head Coach Jim Weitzel. And just a reminder, at the top of the hour, you'll have UB Football Insider with John Fuller and Lance Leipold. Coach, before we get talking about some basketball, got to talk about your Cubbies. A big win yesterday.
Yes, I was very happy last night with our run production, and we've gotten we're going to put the goat away, and never ever talk about it again. So tonight's a big night. I'm very excited. We got Lester throwing, so I'm a huge Cub fan, and it's good to see them get off the skid we were in. We couldn't hit the ball at all, so. Happy to see it. Very happy.
And Coach Bowman's a Cubs guy too, right?
Yes. We've got a little bit of Illinois influence there. I lived in Chicago for a long time and grew up in Iowa. So there you are, a Cubs fan. You were as part of being in the Hawkeye State. So very happy to see that. It's been a long run. So good to see them have so many fun players to watch.
So, you know, one of the things that we were to talk about is obviously in the offseason, every coach has other duties as assigned. And one of those duties for you is the schedule. And you put one together this year, a schedule that will definitely test the team in multiple games. But talk to us about putting a schedule together, maybe how difficult it is or how easy it is. Just, you know, what's the mindset when you're putting a schedule together?
Well, one of the things obviously we have the local teams that we'll play, certainly with, you know, Niagara, Canisius, and St. Bonnie's. We always want to keep that relationship going, and we think that's good for basketball in the area. So those dates are kind of always penciled in somewhere in November or December. But then you try to, you know, I really like Nate's philosophy in terms of let's go out and place people that will help us and get it better for the conference. And I think that really helped us last year, even though our non-conference last year was a struggle. You know, people don't realize how good St. Joe's at St. Joe's is, or even Old Dominion at Old Dominion. You know, forget playing Duke at Duke and you get on national TV, or Kentucky the year before, or Wisconsin, et cetera. We want to do that because it's good for recruiting. It's good for our players. It gives them an opportunity to get in that spotlight. But along with it, there's a growth and development that we've embraced with our guys. It's like, hey, let's go line up. So this year you see, you know, the local teams as usual on there, but certainly at Pittsburgh, at Creighton, at Xavier, and then the Alaskan Shootout, which is a very, very strong, quote, mid-major field, I guess. I mean, ourselves, Iona were in the NCAA tournament, but I think they're five or six teams that won 20 games last year. So ought to be some teams out of that thing to go back to the NCAAs or win their conference, in my opinion. So I think that's good. Our administration obviously wants us to play them. I think that's been a good thing. We turn around and for our fans, try to make it as local as we can, like Pittsburgh's local enough for us to drive. But I think they also like the idea of us playing like the Dukes or the Kentuckys or Creighton, and Xavier will be on national TV. Xavier's ranked yesterday in CBS Sports number 5 in the country. Creighton was like, I think, 21. So we want to do that. I think it's been good for our program. With that being said, sometimes our non-conference schedule, our non-conference record isn't as good as some of the teams in our league, but I think it does help us when you get into conference play because you've been pretty much battle-tested, and hopefully you can refer back to some moments or segments that you made some progression, and you're hopefully get a lot better with it.
Yeah, and I think that's always something. You know, when you talk to a lot of the guys, hey, why'd you come to Buffalo? And they always say, oh, well, I saw them have a lead at Kentucky, and I saw them have a lead at Wisconsin, and I saw them play at Duke and at Iowa State. And it really helps in the recruiting aspect as well, is that right?
I agree. I think you can get the more you can be visible, the better. And I think for these kids, it's also an educational experience too. I mean, you know, when you go and play at Duke at Duke, when they're old like me, they can tell their kid, I got down there, and you know, whether it's a CJ Masterman at 17 or Nick Perkins at, you know, whatever, I played there. And I think that's great for them. I also think at our level, you know, kids can aspire, and it's great Lindsay's on our staff because he played at Jackson State, and which is not a league that's certainly as strong as ours. And can you get to the next level, or, you know, hopefully play basketball after college, after you get your degree? And so getting a chance to line up against those guys sometimes is, you know, a good motivational deal. And I think for our guys right now, you know, we've got Niagara on the road and we have Xavier on the road right away. And then the one thing that always is concerning as a coach is how many road games will you play? And we've got our hands full. I told Nate, I said, it looks great on paper right now. We'll see how much we like it in December. After we come back from Alaska, we go to Creighton, we go to Pitt, and we go to St. Bonnie's. I mean, that's a tough schedule for, I don't care who it is. If you're Duke, that's a tough schedule to go and do all that traveling and compete in that. So we'll be battle-tested, and we'll be probably a little tired by the time we come home in mid-December.
But you'll rack up the freaking flyer miles.
Yeah, we'll get those. I don't know what Bowman does with those, but we'll see where they go.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us. That's going to do it for today's episode of UB Basketball Insider with Head Coach Nate Oates, Associate Head Coach Jim Weitzel. We're going to take a break. When we come back, UB Football Insider with John Fuller and Lance Leipold right here from Santoris Pizza Pub and Grill.
You've been listening to UB Basketball Insider, brought to you by our Team UB partners, New Era Cap, Town BMW, Nike, AdPro Sports, WGRZ Channel 2, Pepsi, and ComDoc, and in part by Santoris Pizza Pub and Grill and A-Turf.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.